John Legend, The President Regularly Inspires Killers. By Simon Kent on August 4, 2019. Grammy-winning singer John Legend appeared to place blame for the string of deadly mass shootings across the country in the past 24 hours at the feet of President Donald Trump, saying Sunday he is a part of the problem. Legend made his claim on Twitter, taking a broad brush to his claims against the president, pointing to the racist venom coming from the president's mouth before claiming Trump regularly inspires killers. He is a part of the problem. When we condemn the racist venom coming from the president's mouth and point out the bigotry of his policies, it's not an academic question, it's not a political game, it's about life and death. The president regularly inspires killers. He is a part of the problem. John Legend, at John Legend, August 4, 2019. Legend made his attack after two mass shootings claimed 29 lives within 24 hours and left dozens of others injured and hospitalized for treatment. The first occurred in El Paso, Texas, where 20 people died in a shooting at an area Walmart store on a busy Saturday morning. A matter of hours later, the second shooting tragedy played out in Dayton, Ohio. 9 were killed and another 26 injured in that mass shooting. This is not the first time Legend has taken Trump to task for his alleged complicity in mass murder. In March, he said Trump's rhetoric of violence and hating Muslims is inspiring the kind of violence carried out by a white supremacist in Christchurch, New Zealand. He needs to apologize for demonizing brown people who have tried to come here and have a better life, Legend said, told Now This. That rhetoric of invasion, that rhetoric of violence, of scaring white people to think that these brown people are going to rape and kill their families, that rhetoric is inspiring people to do these kind of massacres, the Come Together singer exclaimed in a video. Sunday on MSNBC's AM Joy, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, also said President Donald Trump was responsible for the mass shootings in America. Indeed, 2020 Democratic Party presidential hopeful and former Rep. Beto O'Rourke, DTX, publicly aired his belief Sunday that Trump was a white nationalist driving people to commit murder. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.